This is your Paragon News Update for October 19th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atheb. A Clinton man is wanted after being charged with one felony count of domestic assault and battery by strangulation, according to a probable cause affidavit. 27-year-old Anthony Dwayne Martin is accused of the crime after Clinton police were dispatched to a home in the 500 block of North 2nd Street to a report of a physical domestic incident in progress. When police arrived, they would find a woman, later identified as the victim, along with Martin. The victim would tell police that when Martin arrived, he began banging on the front door. She would say that Martin broke a window trying to get into the home and that she took her children to the bathroom. She claimed that when Martin entered the home, he allegedly began to choke the woman. Later, the two would go outside, where she would tell police that Martin threw her to the ground and began to hit her. Other witnesses would tell police that they saw the two wrestling on the ground during the incident. Police would note that they observed lacerations to the victim's legs. When asked about the incident, Martin claimed that he and the woman had indeed gotten into an argument and that the cuts on the woman's legs were caused by broken glass from the window. Martin was not arrested at the time of the incident. However, an outstanding warrant for his arrest was issued when the felony charge was filed on October 12th. Bond for Martin has been set at $15,000 as of press time. He has not been apprehended. The National Weather Service in Norman says the tornado that caused millions in property damage to the Clinton Regional Airport has been rated as an EF1. Meteorologist Randy Bowers says the tornado that formed on the evening on October 12th originated on the east side of Clinton before moving northeast through the airport.
From basically the east side of Clinton up to about 3 miles south-southeast of Custer City was the track. We did go ahead and rate that one an EF1.
Custer County Emergency Management Director Mike Galloway told the Oklahoma News Network that all but one hangar, the terminal building, and all the airport equipment will have to be replaced at a cost of about $7 million. A local body shop in Clinton also sustained roof damage. There were no injuries or fatalities reported as a result of that storm. The Oak City Commission is scheduled to meet in regular session Wednesday afternoon. Highlights on the agenda include a presentation from a representative with Vast Broadband to discuss a proposed ordinance. The commission will also consider and approve or disapprove bids received to include purchase price and plan of development for the Snips building located at 102 North Main. Additionally, the commission will consider a bid received to purchase the depot buildings on South Main in the amount of $25,000. It's also expected the commission will receive the latest sales and use tax numbers from the month of August. Wednesday's meeting in City Hall is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. In state news, more details released regarding a house fire in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
The Oklahoma City Fire Department says there was no smoke alarm inside the house in the 1200 block of East Madison that burned yesterday. The body of an adult male was found in the living room. Firefighters had to remove bars from the front porch area and windows of the house to get inside and fight the fire. No other victims were found. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Marco Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $83.01. That's up 57 cents. Brent crude at $85.13. That's up 80 cents. Natural gas at $5.32. That's up 8 cents. Recapping our top story, a Clinton man wanted for allegedly choking a woman. Once again, your Paragon News Update for October 19th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atheb.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.